Welcome everybody, thanks for listening to To Survive the Teens podcast. My name is Ana Pereira, event organizer at Teens, and today I want to introduce you the new members of our team, my dear colleagues Kimberly Drabbles, Gary Fodor, and Casper de Brown, who are full of new ideas for the future of Teens. One of those ideas is to create a teen community to gather all the like-minded students in Eindhoven who are interested in life questions and personal development. All info shared during our conversation can be found in the show notes. Let's get to it. Welcome everyone. Today we have a different episode of the Teens podcast because we are going to interview the Teens team. We decided in this September to hire three new faces, and I want to all of you to know to get to know them. So basically, we have a new program manager, Kimberly Drabbles, and two event producers, Casper de Brown and Gary Fodor. These are very complicated names to say. But yeah, let's get to know a bit more about these new faces of Teens. And Kimberly, do you want to start?
Yes, hi. So I'm Kimberly Drabbles. I studied industrial design at the TUE, and I've lived in Netherlands my whole life.
Perfect, thank you. What about you, Casper? Do you want to go next?
Yeah, all right. I am Casper de Bruin. I am a 22-year-old applied physics student, and I am from Eindhoven, actually, so I stayed around.
Thank you. Gary.
Hey, everyone. My name is Gergely Fodor. I come from Hungary, Budapest, and I study electrical engineering.
Okay, so now you know a bit who you are going to listen to, but let's hear about their motivations. So why Teens? Why did you decide to join Teens?
Well, I'm very passionate about mental well-being and personal growth, and I was looking for a place where I can follow my passion, and then I saw Teens. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the place to be.
Oh, that's beautiful. What about you guys?
Well, I'm a big fan of the whole student life and the student world, and I feel like students, they could use a little extra guidance here and there, because we're just always looked at like, oh, they're the young people still growing to the future, but I feel like there could be some more guidance towards these students, and I want to help offer that guidance, even though I'm still looking for it myself sometimes. But hey, we all do what we can, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that part of the process is helping you and helping the others out. So actually, Teens is all about sharing experiences. So I think that's amazing that you're here as well, within the process and helping others with the process. Gary, do you want to say your...
Yes, I joined Teens because I am also very passionate about mental well-being, and I feel like we don't really talk about the big questions enough in our life, and we're too focused on just university, working, professional life, etc. And I really like what Teens is doing, and I think it's important to just sometimes stop and ponder.
Okay, so I guess you have a couple of dreams or wishes for your years at Teens?
So I think my ambitions is to actually reach quite a lot of people within the university, because I often hear people saying, oh, I didn't know Teens until now. And I feel like we can change that, because I think a lot of people would benefit from knowing our name and knowing what we do. And well, I want to help as many people as we can, or at least welcome as many people as we can. And I feel like that's a nice goal.
Yeah, that's definitely a great goal, and we need that. So if you're listening to us and you haven't shared Teens with your friends, do it now.
Well, it's so nice that you talk about spreading the word of Teens, because that is actually also my goal, but then on maybe a little different level. So I would like to network more with other associations, other boards, and via that spread the word of Teens.
That's amazing as well, yeah. New collaborations.
My goals in regarding Teens is kind of like just to normalize talking about feelings and just really opening up to other people. And I would also like Tint to have a community so that we have a group of like a network of people who can talk to each other, rely on each other, and also give us feedback and help us brainstorm what to do next, because we're always looking forward to create the best events and the best content for you guys.
Yeah, that's one of the ideas in the making, right? These three new people already, they just arrived and they're already cooking some new initiatives. And one of them is the Tint community, which is starting up. It started already, basically. So does one of you want to tell a bit more? What would you like to achieve, or how would you envision that community?
Yeah, so it basically already started. We have a WhatsApp group where you can join after our events. Basically the goal is that we get together on like a weekly basis, do some casual events, create like a group of friends even, a community. And we really want to keep the vibe of Tint there, so you can always go there.
So we would like to challenge them every week. So we will have weekly challenges. For example, a challenge, which is the one of this week, about giving out 3 compliments a week. And then every week they will be challenged to get to know themselves or connect with other people or just do some things they might be a little bit scared of but are really rewarding.
That sounds very cool. So it's a kind of low threshold way of personal development in a way.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that sounds very good. I'm very excited about these new initiative. I think it's very needed to have a space of like-minded people that can get together, share knowledge, for example, books or, I don't know, movies or just experiences, because that's probably one of the core things of Tint.
Yeah, because what we have noticed at the events we did already, organized together with the current team that was already in place, they had to guide us a little, of course. But what we did find out was that people after the events were still like talking outside of the door for an hour more or so, because, well, they just had a very good time and they met cool people and they wanted to keep in touch with these people, but we didn't really offer a way to do so. Of course, people can exchange their own numbers, but like after an event that is made to build up your social life, it's quite difficult to get over that border because these people may need to get into meeting new people and they still have to figure out what's the best way to do so. And for that, we want to actually offer that opportunity because we have seen that quite some people would like that, to be able to reconnect with the people they met at Tint events.
Yeah, and actually that's a quite a common misconception that everyone knows how to go into the world and meet people. There are quite a lot of shy people, introvert people. And so why not give a bit of a push? And I think that WhatsApp is a good way of keeping in touch with people with low effort. And the WhatsApp link will be on the show notes. So if you are interested, just join after this podcast and also share with your friends. Basically, what we really want is to start creating a nice community, a comfortable place to just hang out and be with each other in a nice, calm way, like Tint-like, you know that.
Yeah, so it's for everyone that feels connected to the Eindhoven student community. So whether you live in Eindhoven as a student but study somewhere else, it's fine. Whether you live somewhere else or study in Eindhoven, also fine. Or any other way you feel connected, you're welcome to join our community.
That's amazing. I promise you that you are going to get to know the new Tint members a bit better. So basically, I prepared a bit of the same that we do to the normal students. I prepared a couple of life questions. So
yay.
We always ask these hard questions to the students, and now we are just going to turn the magic against the wizard. That's how you say it? No, the spell against the wizard. How do you say that?
I have no idea what the saying is, to be honest.
So yeah, so basically we are going to challenge our new team with these live questions. So I have a couple of here prepared. So the first one is, Let's start easy.
Thank you.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained a quality or an ability, what will it be?
Are we talking like supernatural ability or normal things? Like
it's up to you.
It's up to me. Oh, that's difficult. That makes it so much harder. I think I would like to have a longer concentration span. Like, not like, oh, I've been doing this for 5 minutes now. Let's switch it up in my brain a little because it's getting boring now. I want to be able to like study for like an hour straight or something. That would be superhuman in my opinion. But I know there are some people who can do it. So, hey, why not wish for it?
I think I would like to have the ability to draw, I guess. It has always been something I wanted to do, but my hand agility is kind of bad, and every time I try to draw something or just illustrate something, it is a disaster. And it would also maybe help me be more effective in my studies. Maybe if I make prettier notes with like little doodles and drawings on the side, it will be more inviting to learn electromagnetism.
We had a very nice workshop a couple of years ago about visuals at works, about doodling. Maybe we have to bring that back so you can learn some tricks.
I really like learning people's stories. So everyone has their own unique story and I like to listen to them. But sometimes it's just really hard to place yourself in their shoes and really understand what's going on. I would like the ability to more easily understand what people have gone through.
Okay, so no one went with the common ones like teletransportation or invisibility. Very nice answers. Okay, second question. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Okay, so one of my favorite days are the days where I'm at a festival. I'm really enjoying myself, listening to the music. It's a moment where I'm free to go wherever I want, whenever I want. It's a place where I connect to new people. I really like being with my boyfriend. So that's also part of my perfect day.
That sounds very cool. So freedom, connection, music.
Yes, all those things. Love it.
I think for me it would be if I have organized something and it works out perfectly. I have been quite active in my past 4.5 years here at the university and organized quite a few things like trips away with people and cool events. And I think the most perfect days are the days that everything you build up to actually is going down and it goes so smoothly and people have a good time and it's just the best feeling in the world, basically.
That's a good one. We need those skills in Tint.
Yeah, I think a perfect day for me now would be just a rainy day. A typical one in the Netherlands,
no.
Actually.
No rain.
I know we'll have a lot of those in the coming months, but one of those, and then just sit inside with like a nice scented candle and just cozy up and play on my Xbox, relax, chill, read, maybe. My body is really longing for one of those days now, so I hope I will have one soon.
Oh, wow, you're really ready for winter.
Yes, I am.
You're happy about it, actually.
I am looking forward for the no-sun winter.
Oh. Okay, good to know. Okay, so third question. It's not that hard, right?
This is fine.
Now you know what the participants of the Tint event suffer. If you could choose any place in the world to live, where would it be?
Well, I'm the one who stayed around. Like, I was actually born and raised in Eindhoven, and I'm still living here. So I think that says something about my preference. I really like to travel the world, but I want to come home afterwards. And I feel like this is home for me. So at least around this area. Like, my whole family is from North Brabant in the Netherlands. My parents, their parents, their parents. I feel like it's in the family or something.
Oh, wow, you might be the first one that wants to stay here. I'm just joking.
I think he is, actually.
Yeah, so for me, it's the same. I would really like to stay in the Netherlands. Like, everything is taken care of to a certain extent that you don't have to worry for a lot of things. And I really like that. I like the mindset in the Netherlands about just being open, say whatever you want, because it really connects to who I am. And yeah, it would be somewhere in Brabant, just in a village besides a city, because I kind of got used to living in the city. It's not that quiet, and I kind of like that.
Do I have to say a place that exists?
Ooh. Things are getting interesting.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so my perfect place to live would be, imagine Budapest, but without the bad weather, and then on a tropical island. So basically, for me, what would be nice if when I'm in Budapest, in the same like bar, like ruined bar vibes, and then I come out, get on the bus, and I can take the bus to the sandy tropical beach to just have a swim and relax. Yeah, that would be my perfect place to live.
I'm not sure if you will have the rainy weather then.
Yeah, now that's a bit paradoxical with your previous answer.
It is paradoxical, but that's the beautiful thing about it. They don't have to match.
Okay, very interesting. I'm trying to imagine Budapest.
Imagine Budapest, but with sand and sea.
Who knows what tectonic plates will do in the future?
Let's hope that's going to be the next change.
Next question. What are the little things that make you happy? We know rainy days for Gary.
Do I have to answer this question now then?
Do you want to keep your answer of the rainy days?
No.
For me, there are quite some, just the little things that I really enjoy. Like, I really like hugs. I like soft blankets. Oh my gosh, they're so nice. And also the rainy days, just sitting inside. But also the sunny weather and the leaves that turn red in autumn. It's all those little things that I can really enjoy.
I really like the transformation in the fall as well. I think it's very beautiful.
Well, I like taking walks in beautiful places, if that makes sense. With like nice houses or like a good vibe. I also like the feeling of wet grass under your feet. Mm. That's super good in the summer when you wake up and then you walk and it's just wet grass. And yeah, blankets. A nice like blooming plant. It just makes me happy. I have one of those at home.
All about nature. I like that.
I think I'm going to go in the food and drink direction. No, I really appreciate a good meal or a nice drink or something. I'm a bit of a experimental cook at home, and I like to try new recipes or make up my own. And if that's a success, I'm very happy about that. I like exploring new flavors and such.
Ooh, maybe new opportunities for the teen community. We have to start asking Casper to cook for us. Okay, these are very nice answers. I'm very happy, very inspired by now. Okay, so let's go capitalistic. If you won 1 million euros, what would you do?
I would feel really bad because I'm like, it's my money now, so it's mine and I want to. I think it would be hard to give it away, but on the other hand, it would feel so bad having that much money while there are other people that really need it. So I think I would struggle at first and I wouldn't know now how much to give away and how much to keep, because it will always feel bad. So I actually wouldn't want the $1 million.
Oh, wow. So if you won the lottery, you would refuse it?
No, that's the point. That's why I don't like it, because then you have so much
so that's
money.
Why you don't play in the lottery.
Yes, then I don't have to make such decisions and just please give it to someone that already needs it.
Well, I don't know what I would do if I had that much money. I can't even imagine it, to be honest. But the two ways I see is either to kind of just hold on to the money and like do something fun or good with it, or just gamble it all away. just gamble it all away. Which is a very standard answer, but I can understand why people do that. It's like, what should I do with this money now? Of course, flip a coin. Let's see if I double it.
That's risky. Now, I think I would, like, I'm a student now. I would, like, pay off my student debt, of course, as a first step. That would be nice. And I think I would, like, live my student life comfortably and just not worry about money for the few years that I have left as a student. And afterwards, when I have a job that pays me enough to sustain myself, then just give the part of the money that I have left away. Yeah, I think that would be it.
Oh, that's very generous, Kasper. Okay, so gamble it, refusing it, or giving it away. not the answers that I was expecting, to be honest, but that's why we are asking this question. That's why these five questions are quite fun in the end, because it really helps you know someone. Talking about yourself, what advice would you give to your past self?
There's so much I would like to say to my past self, but on the other hand, I kind of learned a lot in the previous years, but I learned it by myself. It's a slow process, and I think that's very, very valuable. And if I would already tell it myself years ago, then part of the process would be gone. So I don't know. It turned out well, so why change things?
That's very nice. And it's good to hear that the process is with ups and downs is part of the beauty of it.
Yeah, I don't think I would change a thing. So I would definitely not give tips and tricks, because I am proud of who I am and I like being who I am. And that's because of my choices. However, I would give some advice to my younger self in terms of like, it will be okay. So you shouldn't stress that much. Moving out was really a stressful thing, because I really had no idea what am I going to do here or how it's going to work out. So yeah, that was kind of a leap of faith, and I would just tell myself it's going to be okay. So yeah.
Some comfort to your past self.
Yes.
I think I would do the same thing. Just say, hold on, stay true to yourself. Everything will work out in the end. Yeah, I think that. And hey, that girl definitely likes you back, you know?
That's so cute.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so I guess you're very proud of your lives and your processes. I think you should be. You are all three beautiful people. So if your life was a song, what title would it have?
So it's not an existing song, right?
It's up to you.
I think I would go for Shine Through the Darkness, because yes, like in the past things have happened, life wasn't always as bright, but I still managed to get through and still managed to just be happy and enjoy also little things.
That's very poetic. Great choice.
I'm gonna go with, yeah, it's an existing song, so Impossible Soul by Sufjan Stevens. If you ever have half an hour to spare, listen to it. It's totally worth your time.
That's very nice. So, Gary.
That's cool.
Gary is considering it.
I am considering a Taylor Swift song. Maybe, actually, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. I actually really vibe with the name of the song and the mentality to just shake it off.
So, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Anna, don't be rude.
I'm sorry, but
I am a Swiftie. What can I say?
I was not expecting, that's why I'm laughing. And now imagining you like.
No, it's Kimberly's laugh now. That's funny.
I can show you the recordings of the karaoke I went to, screaming love story with my girlfriend.
Oh wow! I want to see that. Okay, next question. What is your favorite guilty pleasure?
Indeed. One of them is Taylor Swift. Guys, I don't know what's so funny about Taylor Swift. She's an amazing artist. It sounds like a broken, like a shopping cart, you know? Like if the wheel was broken. Okay, so guilty pleasures?
Oh, yes.
Pimple popping. I will not explain further.
Really? You're very brave to say that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna say this. I think you guys gonna think I'm weird, but my guilty pleasure is eating the zest of the lemon. So the outside of the lemon. I really like that one. But I know it's bad for you. Like I know it is bad. It has a bunch of chemicals, but it's just so good.
You need to do that with organic lemons, don't we?
I'm a student. I can't afford organic lemons.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but I think Casper is winning still.
I don't want to top that. So I really, really love dancing. I've done it for quite some years now. And I love that when you go out, I really show my moves. And then people are like, whoa, you can dance really well. And I get kind of awkward. And that's the moment I really like to do the classic Minecraft dances to just confuse them a bit. It's amazing. And I get a little bit annoyed, but it's so funny.
Isn't it the Fortnite dances, though?
Darn it! I always...
The classic Minecraft dance. The what?
I don't play the games, I just know the dances, okay? Oh, I should redo this one.
No, this is good.
I think this is good
material.
And then we're just gonna edit into the description. Kimberly went to say Fortnite dance.
Sorry, I don't play games, so I don't know.
Maybe join Gary on one of his rainy Xbox days.
Sounds like a good idea. Doesn't include dancing.
Okay, I have three more questions for you, so this is almost over. So I guess this might be the most serious one. If you could change something in today's world, what would it be?
How political can I get? Can I just say I would delete capitalism? Is that all right to say?
I support that one.
Okay, so I would do that. So I would actually just go ahead and just change it. Like, yeah, delete capitalism. Come up with something else.
I would like to close the wealth gap a little more because I think there's a lot of difference between the poor that really struggle to survive and the really wealthy that just have so much money they don't know how to spend it. I think they could really help each other out.
Like Taylor Swift and her jets, who are polluting this planet.
Okay, I see the contradiction here. You have to forgive my queen for using her jets.
You can enjoy someone's music or someone's work without definitely like supporting everything this person does. I feel like that's a theme that is a little more common these days.
Definitely. I was making a joke.
I think for me, it is that we as humans should be more harmonized to our planet again. Like it used to be that we took a little from the planet took a little from us, and it worked in a nice circle. But now we are kind of taking advantage of everything, and we are kind of also screwing ourselves with it, but more screwing the planet. And I feel like I would get back to a bit of a harmony between the two again. I feel like that would be nice.
I really support that one as well.
Back to nature.
Yeah, a bit back to the roots. Not necessarily everything, but a bit more balance. So...
Wait, I want to know your answer to this as well.
Oh! But this is about you, not about me. I think a mix of your answers, to be honest. Because on one hand, I really think we need to go to live a bit more in balance with nature, for sure. Understand that we are part of this planet, not the owners of this planet. We are part of a system, and we should respect the whole system, contribute to it, not exploit it. So definitely that's something I would love to see change. And I think for that to happen, we really need to change the capitalistic system. So I'm with Gary on that as well.
Indeed.
And if we change the capitalistic system, most likely we are going to reduce the wealth gap. I'm really with you guys on this one. Let's go back to yourselves. What would you like to do before you die? That's such a famous question in Tint. Put life in perspective.
Okay, to be honest, I don't like to plan things like those kind of things. Sometimes it's just about experiencing new things and something comes along your way and you go for it and like, okay, in hindsight, this was on my bucket list, but you kind of didn't know beforehand.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. I think that's a way to go.
I have two things that are most important. I want to bring out a board game or card game one day because I like to get creative for those kinds of things and I would love to actually bring something like that out one day. And I want to take salsa classes with my mother.
Oh, I love this last one. Why? Can I ask?
She's always wanted to do that, and my father is not the dancey type, so I was like, yeah, I'll do that with you. And now I really want to do that.
Oh, that's very sweet. That's very sweet.
I think I would like to write a book before I die, definitely, to kind of just write down everything, like make it into like something tangible. And... I guess jump out of an airplane, so I finally don't have fear of heights, because it's really annoying.
You have to get a crazy girlfriend like someone like me, for example. My boyfriend is afraid of heights, and I just took him to skydive.
The poor guy.
He loved it.
Is he still afraid of heights?
Yeah, he is. But uh-oh. He was freaking out, but he loved it in the end. And he appreciated in the end. Okay, so last question. How would you like to describe your coming year in three words at Tint?
Okay, so I would describe my coming year with Tint with these three words. Getting out of my comfort zone, which is a sentence, but let's say it's just one word. Development and fun.
Okay, for me, the three words would be passion, fun, and personal growth.
Okay, very nice answers. Kasper.
Okay, so my three words are connecting, personal growth as well, and community.
Okay, so very nice words to describe the coming year of Tint. Thank you very much for this goofy episode. I hope you liked it as well. And I think now you got to know a bit better the Tint team and just join our Tint community. This is the kind of vibe that you are going to, you can expect. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Tools for Life, the Tint podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tools for Life, the Tint podcast. If you like these episodes, don't forget to subscribe to the Tint podcast and find more information about what Tint is up to in our website, tint-eindhoven.nl, or by following us on Facebook and Instagram. All info and contacts shared during our conversation can be found in the show notes. My name is Ana Pereira, and I look forward to having you with us for the next episode.